face on this issue. To make it plain that this is an issue with painful and human consequences that happen without regard to income, education, race, or heritage. It can happen to anyone in this lobby. It can happen to anyone in this state. And we truly wish we were not here. Our 22-year-old son, Daniel, was a passenger with a drunk driver on August 27th, 2008. The car was going fast on Midvale Boulevard here in Madison. 90 miles an hour, the driver lost control of the car and it slid sideways into a tree. Everyone in the car was killed. The kids all had seat belts on, the airbags all deployed, but nothing could have saved them. The driver's blood alcohol was 1.144. He had no record of driving drunk before that night. This was an accident that should not have happened. We believe they drank at one place, a bowling alley. The person serving them beer or liquor should have cut the driver off. When we were in the ER and the police officer showed up to talk to us, and they do that, I asked what color the car was, since the driver officer couldn't tell us what the make was. It was too badly damaged. It wasn't our car. Our son knew not to drive drunk. You see, Daniel had been drinking that night, too. If he had been sober, I don't know if he would have gotten into that car. Was his judgment impaired? These young adults were not making good decisions. Daniel had just graduated from the University of Wisconsin with a 3.98 grade point average. He wanted to be a concert pianist. He could have been a great musician. There are so many consequences of what happened. When Daniel was 12 years old, he started working on Rhapsody in Blue. We always wanted to hear him play that with an orchestra sometime. Daniel was going to spend a year with us, and then his plan was to apply to graduate school at Southern Cal, or to apply for a Fulbright grant to study in Argentina. There was a composer down there he really liked. That was part of his plan. The hard part is that we cannot dream about his future anymore. And our neighborhood is a lesser neighborhood because of Daniel's death. Our neighbors in the summer would open their windows and listen to him play the piano. People would come and sit on our front porch just to listen to him play. The neighborhood changed as well when he was killed. Many of the laws the state is looking at will not change this. Excuse me. Because this is more than a drunk driving issue. It is a quality of our life issue. Only changing our culture will alter this type of outcome. Only by speaking openly, honestly, and respectfully can we come to grips with our problem. We need strong, focused leadership. A few well-considered laws that gather information regarding the impact of our alcohol abuse. A few additional well-considered laws with teeth and clear metrics for evaluating their effectiveness. Appropriate funding for real treatment. And most important,